20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
It's Saturday, July 13th, Pack-A-Day, your 24-7, 365-day-a-year Packers podcast. I'm Jake Rongholt of PackersTalk.com, and joining me, of course, is my good friend, 34 years covering the National Football League. He is Mark Eckel, and Mark, how's it going?
I'm good. You know what? When I hear you say it's July 13th, you know what I think of?
What are you thinking?
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's going to be here before we know it. The offseason has flown by.
And rightfully, I might add, because we are about to go through the final four games of the regular season. But I'm glad that you brought that up because, yeah, training camp is a few weeks away. And actually, the next time that people will hear us, we'll be breaking down, I think, for a second or third day of training camp at that point. So that's something for people to get excited about here on Pack-A-Day. All right, so as I mentioned before, we're going to go through the final four games, and we're going to give our take on it, matchups to watch out for, what to expect, and see what happens here in this 2019 season. So, as always, everything unique here on Pack-A-Day. So, Mark, let's get right into it. Week 14, December 8th, 17 days until Christmas. The Washington Redskins come to Lambeau Field. Why should people be excited for that matchup?
You can always be excited because the Packers are playing. I mean, they only play once a week.
well, it's got to be more than that.
There's a couple of things. It's a revenge game. The Redskins beat the Packers last time they played, so a little bit of something in the back of the Packers' minds for that one. The Packers will be coming home after two road games. Mm-hmm. And that's a betting trend that guys that like to wager on games look for that sometimes. It's a team that's been away twice and then comes home. They're usually a good play. So the Packers have that going for them. It's also Washington's second straight road game, which could be a little bit of a – they're in Carolina the week before. So they're in Carolina. They come home. Come back, and then they go back out to Green Bay. So again, it's so far down the road. Who knows what's going to be happening on December 8th? But that's a game I think the Packers should win. I think they're a better team than the Redskins. Some of the factors, the intangibles, I think favor the Packers in that one as well. The one thing that will probably be happening by that, if it's not a lot sooner, will be the Redskins rookie quarterback, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, will playing, you would assume, by that time of the season. So that's something that you might want to, if you're a fan of the young guy, you might get a chance to see him play.
I would be excited about this because the week before that, they're coming back from New York. The New York Giants are, and you've known this because you cover the Philadelphia Eagles for years and watching what the Giants are doing this year. They're in full rebuild mode as we speak. So they can get a good win and then come back and take down another team in the Washington Redskins that is stuck in translation. I think that would be huge because I was just reading before we went on air, and when we tape this here on Pack-A-Day, Darius Geis, the running back, has another hamstring injury. So we don't even know who's going to be the running back at this point for the Washington Redskins going forward. And I think it would also be a prime position to really see how good this Packers defense is at this point to be able to take down a rookie quarterback like Dwayne Haskins or running the rock with the likes of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams against that defense. So there's a lot to be excited about for that matchup, especially when it's at Lambeau.
Exactly.
And speaking about that, September 9th, Packers go to Chicago to open up the NFL season. Well, guess what? They come to Lambeau Field on December 15th. Yes, the Chicago Bears, the oldest rivalry in the NFL, comes. And I'm wondering at this point, where do you see both teams being at this point? Could this feel like whoever wins this game is going to win the division?
You hope so. If you're a Packers fan, yeah. I mean, I think the Bears are the Bears. I mean, the Bears, I don't think they're a great team. I'm not picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that right now.
Me neither.
But I think they're a good team. I think they're a solid team. That defense is pretty good. You know, Matt Nagy seems to know what he's doing. This Bears team is going to be the team you have to beat. If you're the Packers and you want to do things this year, you're going to have to beat the Bears. And you're going to especially have to beat them at home. So this is a game, you know, 7-15, late in the year. It's Packers' last home game of the season. So, or last, hopefully their last, it won't be their last, it's their last home regular season game. Hopefully they'll have a home playoff game or two. But, so, I mean, it's a game that the Packers are probably going to, if they want to, you know, be a contender, you know, if they want to win the AFC North, they're probably going to have to win that game, I would think. Even if they beat the Bears the opener, they're probably going to have to win that one, too, just to put some ground between them, but maybe seal the tiebreaker there. Looking at this from the Bears, I looked at the Bears' schedule. Their last four games are pretty interesting. Their last four, they play the Cowboys, the Packers, Kansas City, and then Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a pretty tough last month for Mitch Trubisky and the boys. I mean, I think that's, you know, Cowboys, Packers, Kansas City, that's pretty good teams. And Minnesota's, I mean, that's a rivalry, and it's, you know, the Vikings, they'll be okay, I think. I mean, they're not, you know, they're not terrible. We'll get to them in a couple seconds, but that's a pretty tough final month, I think, right?
Well, the thing is, when I look at the difference between the Bears and the Packers at that point, I feel like the Bears, they're either going to be at the point where they're, you know, rattling off win after win, or they are pretty much treading water at this point. And they're just trying to get the water out of the boat as much as possible before their final two games with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings. But yeah, I look at this one and go, this is for the division, in my opinion, because I figure the two best teams in that division are the Bears and the Packers at that point. But like you said about the Bears, I also am going to say this because, you know, I know that Vic Fangio is a big loss for them, but Chuck Pagano is a very good defensive coordinator. And I would be very curious to see how Pagano's defense does against the Packers offense and Pettine's defense does against the Bears offense to see truly what is the better offense. Because I feel going into this season, I figure this is the Packers division. I'm not saying that as a Packers fan. I'm saying this is the division for them because they have the best quarterback. They did the best job in the free agency period in this division, and they have no excuse to at least try and get at least 10 or 11 wins. So I figure that game is going to decide the division.
Okay, I agree. I'm with you on that one.
All right, let's move on next to the border battle, the arch rival, the ones that pretty much when you say this team's name, it just makes you want to retch. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. Right here on Pack a Day. We're going to the Minnesota Vikings and, yes, U.S. Bank Stadium. Ah, yes, we go back about a year ago, Sunday Night Football, lost to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings at that point. How do the Packers get their revenge on Monday Night Football?
Well, it is Monday night.
Yep.
And Kirk Cousins, I have to look this up. I should have looked it up. I don't think he's ever won on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
I know he has a terrible record overall in prime time, but he has won a couple Sunday games. I'm pretty sure he's winless on Monday night. And that's something that I think the Packers will hopefully keep him winless on Sunday night on December 23rd. It'd be a nice Christmas present for all our Packer fans to beat the Vikings 2 days before Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy on the road on Monday night. But the Packers aren't traveling that far.
It's only an hour.
It's a short little trip.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, like you mentioned, I cover Eagles. It's not like when the Eagles have to go to Dallas or Monday night, but when the Eagles had to go across the country maybe and play the Rams or the 49ers on a Monday night, or vice versa, when one of those teams had to come all the way across country to play the Eagles. So that part of it doesn't bother me as much as if it was a further trip. The Vikings are coming off a game at the Chargers the week before, so they are traveling across the country against a team that I think is going to be very good this year. So that might be a factor as well. And again, where are the Vikings, you know, with 2 weeks left in the season, where are the Vikings? Are they right in the race with the Bears and Packers? Are they fighting for a playoff spot, or are they maybe you know, 6-8 and out of contention. That'll be, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but a lot of where they are will determine just how important that game is. And even if they are out of contention, they would love to beat the Packers, of course. So, the record might not be as drastic, but is this a game where maybe the Packers could knock the Vikings out of playoff contention if they're hanging around?
Yeah, especially.
It's an interesting game, and I think why it's on Monday Night Football.
Especially,
I got themselves a pretty good game.
Yeah, no, it's always a good game with the Minnesota Vikings, unfortunately. And Kirk Cousins is 0-7 on Monday Night Football, so you're correct on that.
I thought he was one this year.
Yep, that's right. And he always has issues with good teams. So if the Packers are a good team at that point and they're at U.S. Bank Stadium and they remember how they were embarrassed on Sunday Night Football last year, I think that they can go in and win that game. But this could be a great Christmas gift for Packers Nation everywhere. 2 days before the holiday, nothing better than taking down your border battle rival, the Minnesota Vikings, on national television. Get the revenge you need to, and then sit back, have a Merry Christmas, sit here and drink some eggnog, open some presents, and just sit back and go, playoffs are on the way here while the Vikings are sitting at home in January. That's how I look at it. But, I mean, it's also this another thing. It kind of feels like with the Minnesota Vikings, like I'm in the board game Clue. And I don't know what team is going to come out this year. This is the first time I've actually looked at the Vikings and go, I don't know what to think about them. I don't know if they're underrated. I don't know if they're overrated. I just know that I have a Clue card here in my hand. And I'm sitting here going, okay, how are the Vikings going to do this? So, and then... This is another interesting matchup at the end of the year. Once again, we got to play the stinking Detroit Lions, of course. And at this time, it's at Ford Field. And, you know, it's like a crapshoot with the Detroit Lions. I don't know what team's going to be this year once again. So why should we get interested in Week 17? I mean, let's do two scenarios. And I don't like doing hot takes, but I'm just going to do it this one time.
Let me give you mine first.
All right, you go first, Mark.
This will be a game to see Kaiser start a quarterback and a bunch of young guys that haven't played all year get some work, because after the Packers beat the Bears and Vikings, they'll wrap up home field throughout the playoffs, so they'll have a chance to rest Aaron Rodgers and the guys and go out and watch the backups play. Do you like that take there, Jake?
Absolutely not, and I don't want to hear Deshaun Kaiser's name come out of your mouth again about when guarding the Packers. Hopefully it's like Tim Boyle or something.
So you're going to hear it.
Yeah, I know. I'd just rather hear Tim Boyle, but that's a story for another time.
Oh.
Shout out to Andy Herman, you know, him and his Tim Boyle crush. So
yeah, if he's even on the team.
Yeah, it's one of those games once again where you sit there and go, okay, is this going to be a really a big deal for the Packers? I mean, if this is a must win, I think that they're going to bull rush the Detroit Lions right out of Detroit with ease. But if it's a game where they got home field advantage sealed, they got the division sealed.
I was being a little overly optimistic there.
Well, obviously you were. So that's why I brought the scenario. I said, that's why I brought it up. What if? And I mean, those two words to me are like poison when it comes to doing this, but I'm doing it this one time. If the Packers are one of the top five best teams in the NFC, they got the division under wraps and everything, then there's no reason to watch this game. But if they're in a, like if it's down to Vikings, Bears, and Packers, Lions for the division, then that's going to be a game to definitely watch and to see if even Matthew Stafford is still the quarterback of the Detroit Lions because he played with a broken back last year. So...
Well, I mean, it could be more than that, Jake. I mean,
what could it be?
The Packers could have the division won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, again, we're being very, very, very optimistic.
Yes,
here,
of course. Come
they
on.
They could have the division won, but let's say they're 12-3 or 11-4, and the team, the Rams, are also 11-4 at the same point. And then we're getting, you know, you're getting into tiebreakers and best conference record, all that kind of stuff. So. Even if the win over the Bears, even if they would have beat the Bears and Vikings the previous 2 weeks and wrap up the NFC North, you know, there's bigger things to play for, like getting that, you know, you don't want, it would be much easier for the Packers if the Rams, Saints, Eagles, Cowboys, whoever, have to come to Lambeau than for the Packers to have to go out to New Orleans or Los Angeles or Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Week 17 does bring to us. So of the four matchups, the Washington Redskins, it's at Lambeau. The Bears at Lambeau. At Minnesota, at Detroit. What game of those four do you think it's going to be the most interesting for the Packers?
The Bears.
Oh, say again?
The Bears.
Why the Bears?
They're the best team of those three teams.
Okay. Okay.
That's pretty simple. That's what to me is pretty cut and dry. The Bears are good. Of those four, the Bears were the only team that went to the playoffs last year. So, you know, I mean, I think that's the biggest, like, as you said, that could be for the division title. So, yeah, that to me, that's far and away the most interesting of the four.
How about one that, even when you read the matchup, kind of makes you cringe?
None of them, really. I mean, I would rank them, if you want me to rank them in order of interest or whatever, I would say Bears, Vikings, Lions, Redskins.
What will the Packers' record be after these four games?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not even going to go there.
I tried, and I'm not gonna break my rule either, because my rule is that I'm not gonna put out any predictions about the Packers until after the third week of the preseason.
December 14th, how they're gonna do against the Bears, not on July 13th.
No, exactly.
But I mean, I hope they win all four. I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, that's a dream scenario for any Packer fan to be like, yeah, win all four in a row, yeah. I mean, I think when you're going to start hearing the big push, and I'm going back to the 1960s on that. The big push is when they go play at San Francisco and beyond. That's how I feel like this is the big push. So, and also it might help that I watched America's Game, 1967 Packers, and I heard Jerry Kramer say that every 5 minutes. So, totally random. I get it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, this year's got to be very interesting, start to finish. I think it's just with all the new players, the new coaching staff. It's going to be a different. To me, it's a new era in Packer football has begun, basically.
No, I couldn't agree more. When you sit back and you look at this schedule and you look at, you know, the moves that the Packers made, the draft picks they made and everything, a new head coach, new philosophy. Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting year for the Packers. And finally, I can actually say that with a smile on my face. Last year when we started doing Pack-A-Day, I was saying kind of like a grimace at this point that the Packers, it's going to be interesting, but I didn't feel like it was going to be interesting in the right way because of just some of the wins that they had during last year. You just sat there and went, well, we should have won that one, obviously. Well, how did we not win this one? And Aaron Rodgers is hurt, you know, and Mike McCarthy is a problem. And, you know.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out how it goes. And I guess we'll be doing this again in a couple of weeks, and camp will be open by then, right?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm counting down the days. Counting down the days to the first day of training camp and then get to that first preseason game and then see the dress rehearsal week and the third week and play the Raiders at Winnipeg. It's going to be pretty cool.
One day at a time.
I know.
Camp, let's go camp. Let's just worry about camp. You're going to the third week of preseason. Right?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Let's wrap it up here, and we'll talk about camp in 2 weeks.
Just remind yourself, Mark, it's just, you know, something for Packer fans to get excited for going forward. So, I mean, like you said, it is July 13th, but.
Pack-A-Day. We're Pack-A-Day. We're not Pack-A-2 weeks.
Well, speaking about that, Mark.
One Pack-A-Day at a time.
Well, speaking about that, I will see you in 2 weeks when we break down one of the days of training camp at that point.
Exactly. That'll be fun. All right, Jake.
All right, Mark. All right, that was Mark Eckel. Covered the NFL for 34 years and still doing it. You know, he still does some work for BobMingaFootball.com, and it's always insightful and always interesting to, you know, have him on here. But like I said, yeah, July 13th, we're going into some theme ideas, which I really did admire. And I'm excited to see what happens. Like I said, I think all four games, there is interest to it. I mean, like for Washington, you know, you got Dwayne Haskins. I mean, is he going to be like one of those rookie stories that are going to happen? Is Jay Gruden going to have a job after that game? Chicago, of course, oldest rivalry in the NFL, always going to be a pleasure. Lambeau Field, December, hopefully snow is falling. Hopefully defenses are playing hard. And hopefully we see Mitchell Trubisky down a couple of times. Minnesota, Monday Night Football. I can't wait for that game. That's like one of my top five games that I can't wait to see in the season, because I've been waiting for that kind of game. Because going back to it, Sunday Night Football, NBC, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, watching the Packers lose to Kirk Cousins of all people, it really just put a bad taste in my mouth. So I'm excited for that one as well. And then Detroit, you know, it's like the character Two-Face from Batman. I had to have a coin ready to flip to wonder how interested is that matchup going to be at that point. Now, if you got any comments or concerns, please tweet us at @PackADayPodcast. That's @PackADayPodcast. Tweet Mark Eckel at @MarkEckel08 and yours truly at @WrongHoltSports to break down any Packers. I love talking Packers football, so please just like leave your questions and we can have a conversation. But until next time, for Mark Eckel, I'm Jake Wrongholt, and this has been your Pack-A-Day for Saturday, July 13th, 2019. The greatest three words in the dictionary of the Green Bay Packers is Go Pack Go. We'll see you next time on Pack-A-Day. We'll be right back.